You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. In 2012, the most recent year on record, there were more than 120,000 background checks on people wanting to buy guns in the Bay Area. San Francisco had the fewest, with just under 1,500. The county with the most? Santa Clara, with nearly 40,000. Whether or not you decide to purchase a gun, there's a place you can go to at least rent one to use for recreation. Shooting ranges are one of the few places you can go to shoot guns legally. KLW's Mary Reese went to the Richmond Rod and Gun Club to meet some of the regulars.
My name is Tom Frankel. I'm the vice president of Richmond Rod and Gun Club, and I'm the action range chairman since 1990. There's two major clubs in Northern California, and we're one of them. The other's in Sacramento. I'm 73 years old. I've been doing this for a long time. When I could no longer play basketball and football, I had to have something to occupy my idle hours. So I got involved, and I'm still doing it. I would say 90% of the people are either doing it because it's fun or because they're hunters. I'm not a hunter. For me, it's been a lot of fun for a long time. There are some people who think of a defensive orientation and self-protection, but I would say that's a small minority. My parents sent me away to get rid of me in the summer to a summer camp, and they had a riflery program, which I, at age 11, I fell in love with shooting rifles. And it never became a prime thing for me until I was in my late 30s, and after repeated knee surgery, could no longer play sports that required a lot of running, so I started shooting more.
My name is Jay Riley. We're in the Bay Area, and there's no ammo anywhere in the Bay Area. There's no ammo online. Yeah, there's no ammo online. There's no nothing anywhere. That I don't know. I'm not going to speculate why there's a shortage. That's not my job. My job is to try to find it. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard.
My name is Jerry Riley. My father was a 30-year Master Chief Gunner's Mate in the Navy, and my brothers were military, and we all just started, same as my boy, BB gun, pellet gun, 22, until we worked our way all the way up to major firearms. Our situation has been, since we were small, safety, 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 safety. Backstop, gun handling. He was just all about safety, and that makes it a pleasurable experience. We never had an accident. I had two brothers who were actively involved, myself, my boy, their boys, my father. So we're looking at 60 years of shooting as a family and never had an incident or a close incident. People's perception of people who like guns, I think, is not correct. I think that the gun owners are like your next door neighbor, your friends. There's a lot of camaraderie in these type of events that bring people together. And, these unfortunate things like Columbine happen, and they give just, honest, hardworking gun people a bad name. And that bothers me, because I'm a fireman, and I know a lot of policemen, a lot of firemen. We're all responsible gun owners, and so we're good guys.
My name is Michael Angel. That's A-N-G-E-L-L. It takes a lot of concentration, and I feel like, it really allows me, it's an escape type thing, into an area where it's just me, and I have something that I'm in control of that I know that I can do very well at. I know I can hit that target. And it's very competitive with yourself. I'm sure it's quite a lot like golf. It's extremely difficult. It's very challenging. It takes a lot of concentration, and then that's very relaxing, and it's satisfying. My experience with firearms has been very positive. It could have been negative. I mean, I do live in Richmond. I do hear a lot of gunfire. A lot of neighbors get killed, and that's a very negative aspect of it. But I stick to target shooting, and I enjoy it really for the challenge.